That's the sound I made last night when Mitch White gave up a lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, extra innings against the Cubs. So friggin' disappointing to see them blow an opportunity to snap out of this skid a little bit. But the Dodgers, John, have completely hit the skids. Completely.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. What is completely hitting the skids? Like, I'm guessing that you, in a big picture sense, I mean, it's Cinco de Mayo, it's May 5th,
yes,
that you are not the least bit worried. If I put your worry on a scale of 1 to 10, I can't imagine it would even be at a 1, is it?
It's at a 1. I mean, it's at a 1.
I'm at a 0.
Not more than that. I mean, they've lost 12 out of 16 after they started out 13-2. They've lost four straight series. They've lost Dustin May for the year. I mean, there are reasons for concern, but I still believe this is a team that will win 100 games. Do you agree with that?
I do. And the other thing is, first of all, they're a game and a half out, even though they've lost 12 of 16.
Yeah.
They were so good early that they're a game and a half out of first place.
Right.
If you talk to baseball analytics stat heads, they'll tell you that a good indicator of how good a team is run differential. They bring that up all the time. The Dodgers' run differential is number one in the major leagues. First, they are plus 38.
All right. That had to happen early because they have not been scoring runs.
Right. And then the other day they had like that 15-1 game or whatever it was.
16-4.
And so I'm not worried yet. They've had a bunch of injuries. I am kind of scratching my head at some of these decisions that Dave Roberts made.
Okay, let's go with that. Let's go. Scratching your head over decisions made by Dave Roberts. John, lay it out.
Well, here's the biggest one. You know, I'm not a big Kenley Jansen fan. I have now come over to your side that he has the best stuff in the bullpen. The bullpen, for whatever reason, hasn't been very good yet. But if you were going to rank the stuff in the bullpen, like if I had to get three outs to save my life.
Yes.
And I had to go to the bullpen right now on Cinco de Mayo 2021. I would reluctantly go to Kenley. He's my best option. Would you not agree with that?
Completely agree.
All right, so explain to me, Mr. Baseball, why is he, and now I can say regularly, because it's happened two or three times, why is he coming in the seventh inning?
Well, remember, the seventh inning was the ninth inning last night.
Right, that's what I mean.
So he came in the final inning of a game. That's generally when Kenley Jansen is used. They went Victor Gonzalez to Blake Treinen to Kenley Jansen. Those, by the way, are the only three arms I trust in that bullpen.
Yeah.
Aside from that, you show me Garrett Clevenger,
but
I will show you a disaster.
Yeah, I guess a different way to phrase it is, I personally wouldn't bring Kenley into a tie game. All right? I would bring him into a game in which I was ahead.
So who would you have brought in the bottom of the seventh inning?
Someone else.
They're down to just a few guys. Mitch White, Garrett Clevenger. I mean,
so
they're down to just a few guys.
It's a tie game at this point, right?
Tie game. It's, what is it? It's 1-1. Bottom of the seventh, which is the last inning of the doubleheader.
In a perfect world where we had, and Treinen had already pitched, right?
Treinen pitched the eighth, and Victor Gonzalez pitched the seventh.
I probably would have stuck with Treinen.
Well, I mean, they're not you know what? They are burning these bullpen guys out.
Not really.
You
they're
can't
using
just
all
keep
these no names.
With Treinen.
No, they're using all these no names. They haven't been burning these guys out. The no names have all been pitching this whole series. And I that's my biggest if. And you know, the other thing is I know Trevor Bauer threw 90 pitches.
Yes.
Why not stretch him out another inning or two?
Well, I think you pinch hit for him because you were in a very close game.
Right, but it's fifth inning? I'd rather have Trevor Bauer pitch another inning than get a run.
Wait a minute. When did he come out, after the fifth or after the sixth?
He was in the fifth. They pulled him out in the fifth.
In the fifth.
Yeah,
I mean, I generally think in a 1-1 ball game, I guess I
in
get it.
In the fifth?
The fifth inning, 1-1. But remember, the fifth in a seventh inning game
that's
is different
true.
Than the fifth in a nine inning game.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I understand it, but I tell you what, on my Twitter timeline, what I sent out last night after the lead was blown by Mitch White, I just sent out a simple tweet. Damn, I thought we had this one. And the response was all on Dave Roberts.
What specifically were they mad at him about?
His decision making. It's
specifically
what you were talking about.
The pitching?
Yeah, too much. I mean, it's just that general too much analytics, push button manager, has no hunches, doesn't go with his gut. That's the knock amongst that crowd on Dave Roberts.
All right, well, let me preface this again by saying, in case I'm not being perfectly clear, I think these people calling for Dave Roberts to be replaced are complete morons.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Roberts has won the division every year he's been the manager. He won the World Series last year. He's juggling a bunch of egos. His body of work allows him to be the Dodger manager and make these decisions. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean part of being a baseball fan and part of having fun is that you get to say, well, I wouldn't have done that. It seems to me, Mace, that the way the Dodgers are going, and you mentioned they've lost 12 of 16, but they're still only a game and a half out, so it's too early to panic. But the way the Dodgers are going, I would get every ounce out of my starters before I took them out. For example, Walker Buehler is pitching tonight.
Yes.
If Walker Buehler has allowed less than three runs, and it's the sixth or seventh inning, and I can milk him for another inning, I'm doing it. I don't want to go to that bullpen anymore. I know how that movie ends. I just want to get everything. The best pitchers on the team are the starting pitchers.
Of course, yes.
And for whatever reason, I know it's early in the season, but Trevor Bauer at 90, I'd let him go 100 if you're and by the way, you saw him do that bullpen game the other day. So it's not like they're jamming. They've got 3 days off in the next 10. So it's not like they're jamming. And they pitched a bullpen game the other day. It's not like they're jamming
these guys
in.
And they're going to pitch another one probably Friday.
Right. So milk the starters more. You know, I would do that. But I'm not all that worried about them. A game and a half out on the 5th of May, we can make that work.
You know, here's the thing. I think there is potentially, there are two flaws. I won't say fatal flaws, but there are two flaws in the way this team is built. They're missing the depth that they had the last few years. And I know Jock isn't hitting yet in Chicago, but Jock will hit ultimately, and he'll give you 20 home runs. And they're missing Kike Hernandez. Now, Zach McKinstry is sort of in that Kike role.
Yeah, he replaces one of them. With Kike gone, but you know, you're right. McKinstry replaces Kike.
But, I mean, is Edwin Rios the best we can do?
Well, he is an almost indescribable slump.
He's 1 for 1,000, I think, so far.
He's 0 for 30?
Yeah.
And last year he was pretty good.
Yeah, last year he was good. Power bat off the bench, he's really good in that role. The other thing, John, is the bullpen. So depth and bullpen. Again, the only three arms that I trust right now are Kenley, Victor Gonzalez, and Blake Treinen.
Right,
and
but
the
you're
rest
like me.
These guys.
You're like me. You like Gratterall, he's not healthy. You like Joe Kelly, he's not healthy. So and then they lost who's the guy?
Forgot about Joe Kelly. Yeah, Joe Kelly's going to be important coming back.
Right.
He had a cyst on his throwing arm or something, so I haven't heard it.
And who's the guy they lost for like 2 months now that was
Corey Knebel.
Yeah,
he's
Knebel.
Gone for
so
a couple of months.
That's the team was built to have depth in the bullpen. Just three guys got hurt, and then you add Dustin May, who's now out for the year, and that's a blow. But I don't think any of the things we're talking about, you know, we've been complaining about the Dodgers now for 10 minutes. I don't think anything we're talking about isn't fixable. The Giants don't put the fear of God in me. Either do the Rockies. The Diamondbacks I thought would be better.
Padres are good.
The Padres are the one team that I respect and I think is really, really good.
They're
but I
adorable.
Still think the
They're
Dodgers,
so cute down there.
I still think the Dodgers are going to beat them.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. That doesn't mean you don't ride the roller coaster of the ups and the downs and the panic and the jubilation and all that stuff. I mean,
no, but for example, I'm more worried about the Lakers than I am about the
Okay,
Dodgers.
That's a good question. I actually tweeted out that as a poll, John. Which team are you most worried about, the Lakers or the Dodgers? What do you think the percentage is?
I would think they're with me. I would think that they're more worried about the Lakers.
72% Lakers. And by the way, right. I'm way more concerned about the Lakers than that.
And you know what the
way
reason?
More.
Okay, the reason for that is simple. The Lakers are playing against time. Dodgers, right. Time is on their side. And those both sound like songs. Time is on your side is the Dodgers are going to get everybody back eventually, except Dustin May. He's the one you won't get back this year.
Yep.
But they'll get everybody back, and I think they can stay competitive. If you look at the Lakers schedule starting tomorrow night, it's Clippers, Portland, Phoenix, games in the next 4 days without LeBron. We know LeBron's not going to play Thursday, Friday, and we don't know if he's going to play Sunday. But if you lose Thursday, Friday, it might not matter anyway.
Right, right.
Friday's game, I was doing some math on this before we came on. Friday's game is the whole ball of wax. It is, regardless of what happens tomorrow, right now, the Lakers are half a game ahead of Portland.
Yes.
Okay? Portland plays tonight in Cleveland. And unless Lindsey's Cavs
that's a gimme.
Pull an absolute rabbit out of their hat, Portland and the Lakers are going to have the same record going into tomorrow night.
Yes.
So then, there'll be six games left in the season, and the team that wins not only goes a game up, but they really go two games up because you get the tiebreaker.
You get the tiebreaker, sure.
And the Lakers have already lost the tiebreaker to Dallas. So as I told you on, I think it was Tuesday, I'm now preparing for the play-in tournament. I hope I don't need it. I hope they don't have to play in it. But I think realistically, if they lose Friday in Portland, you got to get ready for it, don't you?
Yeah, you absolutely do. And I'm going to say something. This is going to be my hot take of the day. I would rather be in the play-in tournament than face the Clippers in the first round. I would much rather be in the play-in tournament.
You do not want to be in the play-in tournament.
I don't want to go out in the first round, and I think the Clippers are a team that can definitely beat the Lakers.
Hey, mister, put the cart in front of the horse. You have to get to the first round. What happens?
Yeah,
if
worried. I'm not worried about them getting in out of the play-in tournament.
Wait a minute.
They need one win.
What happens if you have to play the play-in tournament without LeBron? You want to?
What do you mean? So that's a good question. What do you have to play the play-in tournament without LeBron? What do you have to play the Clippers in the first round without LeBron?
Well, I've said before.
Same issue.
No. It's not the same issue because, again, you're forgetting the most important component. Time. If they don't play in the play-in tournament, it buys LeBron another week. If they have to play in the play-in tournament, they have to bring LeBron back for those games, don't they? And then you're putting his ankle under pressure.
Yeah, give me the play-in tournament, John. Give me the play-in tournament.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to do that to LeBron, who you want to buy as much time to get his ankle better as possible.
Yeah, and you know what? This quote he had over the weekend, and by the way, 877-710-ESPN. Dave Roberts, are you really one of the critics? Andrew Friedman, are you one of the critics based on what we've seen so far? Which team are you more worried about, the Lakers or the Dodgers? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. You can tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. You can tweet us at L.A. Ireland. You can IG me at Venice Mace. And big, you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. So we'll read some of your emails. We'll take some of your calls. It's Cinco de Mayo. John, explain what Cinco de Mayo is.
Somebody told me it's not Mexican Independence Day, right?
Correct. It is not Mexican Independence Day.
So, Jorge, what does it represent?
I was just waiting for him to ask
Jorge.
It's the winning of a Battle of Puebla in 1862 where they basically beat the French.
The Franco-Mexican War in 1862.
Correct.
And somehow we've latched onto this and turned it into an Americanized, let's go get drunk kind of holiday.
Is it true that it's bigger here than it is in Mexico?
It is. It is bigger here.
It's kind of weird. Isn't it like St. Patrick's Day? Isn't St. Patrick's Day bigger here?
St. Patrick's Day is bigger here than it is in Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah. We're just looking to glom onto something. Well, it's a happy Cinco de Mayo. It reminds me of a question my mom once asked. Today's my brother Travis's 50th birthday.
The big 5-0. Hey. Happy birthday, Travis.
My mom once asked me, is Travis's birthday always on Cinco de Mayo? I'm like, oh, Mom. Oh, God, Mom. Coming up next for you, we'll get some of your calls in here. Also, Caltrans has located something on the side of a freeway, and I want to do our part in helping to find it. And the Astros and Yankees on May the 4th, Star Wars night, the Astros savagely booed, and they're whining about it. We got all that coming up for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. So.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Funny.
I know what you meant. You were doing a shout out for Talen Horton Tucker.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's Talen Horton Tucker Day. So
we need
a big game out of
Talen Horton Tucker the next two nights.
Yeah, I sent out a picture of me in a village in Africa on Instagram. John, I want to make sure this is a public service. Caltrans has discovered on the 210 freeway in the median on the eastbound side.
Okay, so that's out Pasadena Way, right?
Yeah, they discovered a foot, just a foot.
Human foot?
Not attached to anything, no shoe on it. So if you are missing a foot, you should contact Caltrans.
Do we know it's a human foot?
It is a human foot. There is no shoe on it. It was found on the 210 freeway just west of State Street. So somebody in that neighborhood has lost a foot. So please contact Caltrans. I'm not sure that story ends well at all, the person without the foot.
Yeah.
All right. So last night, John, it was Star Wars night for ESPN on their broadcast of Astros and Yankees. And did you see it?
I was shocked. Not for the reason you think. Now, I didn't think that Tim Kirkchen would lower himself to dress like Yoda.
Oh, kidding me. He dressed as a hot dog in Milwaukee.
Okay, but here's the thing that shocked me, and I want you guys to tell me if you agree.
Yeah.
I've got to be careful how I say this since we work for Disney.
Okay.
Disney owns Star Wars, correct?
Yes, correct.
ESPN, in a piece of synergy, decided to do a Star Wars theme baseball broadcast.
May
right?
the 4th. Yes.
Carl Ravage was going to, or did, dress up as Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
Tim Kirkchen dressed up as Yoda. And who was the other guy?
Eduardo Perez dressed up as Jawa.
Now, Perez looked okay. But am I not right in gently suggesting that that was one cheap-ass Yoda costume?
It looked like
he went to Toys R Us. Jorge, did it not look like he went to Toys R Us and bought the $5 mask?
It did. It sure did.
How did this happen? We have the props department on our payroll.
Yeah, we have makeup. We have hair. We have everything at ESPN. And that's what they get, a little plastic Yoda mask. I agree with you, John, 100%. We own Star Wars. Are you kidding me? We can't do better than that?
And it looked like Ravage threw on a bathrobe.
Yes, it did.
I mean,
yes,
couldn't they call Lucasfilm and say, hey, here's what we're doing.
Hey, Skywalker Ranch.
Send
we need a costume
from,
for
send
Tim
Send us
Kirkchen.
From wardrobe A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
I mean, worst case scenario, they could have sent him an Imperial Stormtrooper costume.
Sure.
Now, maybe.
But that's so not Tim Kirkchen.
But maybe. Here's what I have a friend. I cannot reveal his name, and you'll know why when I explain.
Okay.
I've talked about him before on the show.
All right.
My friend is one of two authorized people in the world allowed to make public appearances as Darth Vader.
Oh,
he has
really?
The actual Darth Vader suit. And he had to sign his life away in order to get this.
This
gig.
Is a friend of yours?
It is.
Wow.
I'll introduce you to him sometime. Great guy. He, like, if you see Darth Vader on The Tonight Show.
Is it Ben Lyons?
This is my guy. No.
Okay.
My friend is a former college basketball power forward. He's like 6'6", looks big, athletic dude, looks the part, and he gets really into it. But among the conditions is he can never, ever wear the costume unless he's ordered to by Lucasfilm. So
wow.
he can't go to a Halloween party and wear the costume.
That is serious.
All right. He cannot speak when he has the costume on. Not even to me and you. So if I know it's him, if he sends me a note saying, hey, it's Star Wars night at Dodger Stadium, I'll be down on the field, I could walk over to him, give him a little elbow, say, you need anything? And he'll just shake his head no. Will
wow.
not speak to me. What and so maybe Lucasfilm said, all right, you guys have your Star Wars night, but you're on your own. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
because that Kim Kirchner Yoda costume was weak.
But I told you they were going to do it.
You did. I was wrong. I didn't think. But now I
it was in. All I did was read the press release, and you doubted the press release.
Well, because I thought, I know Lucasfilm is tight with the characters, and I thought there's no way Kirchner's going to do it. And then not only did he do it, but then, I mean, I'm serious.
He did it badly. They did it badly.
Well, I'm not going to blame Tim.
No, it wasn't his fault.
Whoever was in charge of procuring the costumes, they were given no budget. I mean, I don't think they spent $100 on those things.
Yeah, embarrassed I am.
I flipped over. I saw it. I sent a text to you guys, and then I flipped over to the Dodger game and left it there.
Cheap it was.
And then they bring Clinton Yates on, who's like the biggest Star Wars nerd in the world. No costume. Why couldn't Clinton have been Landau Calrissian or somebody?
Boring it was.
Oh, look at you, Mace, with a Yoda. Yes!
All right, on the phones, we got a bunch of stuff, John.
Okay, all right, let's go to Braun. Wait, is this LeBron? Braun in Inglewood on line one? Hey, Braun.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, same to you
as well.
Is your real name Braun, or do people just call you? What's your real given name?
I can't tell you my real name, man.
Okay.
You can't say it? All right. So we'll go with Braun. Braun, what's your level of concern about the Lakers?
Man, it's in the red tier. I'm very concerned. And the reason is because this is LeBron's first major injury. And usually when this happens, guys are never the same. And the other thing is, if we would have pulled off the trade for Kyle Lowry, we wouldn't even be pulling our hair out right now, because him and AD could have held the ship above until LeBron got healthy and possibly got us past the first round without LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay, Bron, let me come back at you on that. You could have had Kyle Lowry, but it would have cost you Dennis Schroeder, a first round pick, and
Caitlin
Horton Tucker.
Yeah,
that's right. So what? You know what the Lakers' our future is? Our future is getting LeBron James on the court with Bronny James. That's our future.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you get like.
By the way, John, I would have done that deal.
Well, what
is, time, I would have done that deal. I said it. I would have been willing to move THT for Kyle Lowry, because this is about winning right now,
but
not winning next year, not thinking about the future, thinking about now.
I would argue that that's hindsight, because at the time, Dennis,
no, at the time I said make the
wait
trade.
Wait a minute. At the time, Dennis Schroeder was playing as well as Kyle Lowry. If you look at their numbers, they were comparable, but. Now Schroeder's out with health related stuff, and Kyle Lowry's playing really well. And the other thing is, Kyle Lowry is the same age, almost the same age as LeBron.
Is okay. I don't care about next year. I care about right now. That's why I said they should have done the deal then.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care about THT. My gut says THT won't be here next year.
What?
Yeah, my gut says he won't be.
You know,
here
the Lakers
year.
Have complete control of his rights,
and they can poison pill him to death. It's going to be Jeremy Lin all over again. Somebody's going to sign him to a big, big offer, which includes a really big number at the end, and the Lakers are going to say, nah, we can't take the poison.
I think it depends on how the season ends. It depends if the Lakers make it back to the finals, if he's a major part of that. By the way, this week is going to give you a preview of what life might look like after LeBron is gone. Anthony Davis has got to be the focal point.
Ooh.
If AD steps up the way he did the other night, and scores 25 points and blocks three shots and leads them to victory, they're 10-1 when he scores 25 or more points, then I think that bodes well for the Lakers' future. But AD's got to play like a first-team All-NBA guy, like he was last year.
Yeah, I'm with Braun and Inglewood. At the time, I would have made the deal, and now I make the deal. Dennis Schroeder is not under contract for next year, and the Lakers have made no progress, reportedly, in doing an extension with him. Why not make the Lowry deal at that point?
Well, here's the other reason. If you believe in THT, and they clearly do more than you do, you can say Kyle Lowry's unrestricted free agent at the end
Correct.
Of this year. You can get him. You can get him without giving
so
up.
So is Dennis Schroeder.
Right. So I'm just saying, if you want to make that change, you want to upgrade from Schroeder to Lowry, you could do it without giving up any assets. You just got to wait.
You got to wait. But I'm talking about right now, John. This is about winning now.
Right.
We've got LeBron in a certain window, and maybe Father Time hit him with a roundhouse with this ankle injury.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm still, and I'll say it right now with all their injuries, I'm still picking the Lakers to win the title. It sounds like you're jumping off the bandwagon.
No, rooting for the Lakers to win the
title. You're rooting, but I'm predicting it. I think that they're going to defend their title, and I think they're going to do it with the people they have on the roster. But they need to get healthy. If LeBron's not healthy in the postseason, I don't think they can do it. So
what
I
do you
went,
got, Jorge? Right. Straight to the title. I'm not going to do that this year. Not going to do that.
Yeah, we need help.
You don't believe in doing that anyway.
Yeah, I would never. I can't do it.
You did
Lakers.
It with the Dodgers.
I'll do it with the Dodgers right now. I'll call it right now. The Dodgers game and a half out. Straight to the title.
Oh, there you go. Put the jinx on him. All right, coming up next for you, John. National opinion poll. What is the most popular state in America? Plus, more of your calls, 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Lechona there, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. What is going on? Happy Cinco de Mayo. Email from Sergio Diaz, all caps. Mace, Ireland, Jorge, Lindsay. Before Mason takes another vacation, let me say this. The Dodgers are 17 and 14 while playing like crap. If this was August, September, I would be worried, but this team is way too good. Have faith in the boys. And side note, bet Dodgers -1.5 tonight against the Cubs. They're not losing again. The Cubs will not win 3 straight games. So thank you, Sergio, for the email. All caps.
You know that the Dodgers haven't won a series at Wrigley Field since, I think, 2014?
Yeah. You're such a naysayer. Nay, you
say. Well, they already lost. They already lost the series. So
right.
They did lose.
They can't turn it around now.
Yeah. I mean, that's temporary. It's all temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, John, last night, we talked about May the 4th and Star Wars night. The game was the Astros versus the New York Yankees, a game the Yankees ultimately won. So there was a guy, according to Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated, there was a Yankee fan asked to remove his trash can outfit at the stadium before the game after security told him the Astros had complained about fans in other cities and the MLB instructed the Yankees to tighten their in-stadium rules. So the Astros are crying. Wow, wow, wow.
Well, that takes a lot of hubris to cheat by banging on a trash can and then bitch when people come to the game dressed
bunch
as
of little
fans.
Bunch of whiny B-words.
Yeah, they are very
they are.
Easy to root against.
Yeah,
my
are.
Favorite was the guy who was dressed as Oscar the Grouch.
Yes, that was great.
I was going to say, what's wrong with that?
That's great. I said
you
that
have that,
favorite.
Jorge? Hit it.
I'll tell you how fans are going to react. They're going to be doing this all night, am I right? Let's go. Let's go. Bring that trash can. Let's go. Let's go.
How did you come up with the trash can costume? Where did you get this whole
That's
outfit?
Who they gave him the idea.
Where did I get this whole outfit? I actually ordered this on Amazon. It took me about 3 weeks because there's going to be a lot of fans ordering this costume that was in back order. So that's how long it took. And we are excited, and we are going to give it to them tonight.
Nice.
Tonight? Hey, mate.
You know what I want to say? You guys stink. You don't belong in New York. You don't belong. You're not allowed to have a rivalry. Let's go.
All right. There you go. Yeah, there's Oscar the Grouch guy.
You know, Mace, my greatest idea that I'm trying to get you to fund, but I haven't convinced you yet.
Fund?
I need
what, am I made of money?
Well, yeah. You've got more than money. I mean, I need money to build the Car Chase Channel, CCC.
Oh, come on.
Now, how about this, though? I got another idea.
Yeah.
Based on what you just played.
Yeah.
We mass develop mini bangable trash cans.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can hold it in your hand. And
like sort of little drum-looking things.
Right, and it comes with a drumstick, and you can hold it in your hand, And when you whack it, it sounds like you're beating a trash can.
Nice.
And you could sell it outside of ballparks.
I am all in on that. And by the way, the Astros are going to be at Dodger Stadium for two games, I think, in August. We should get that in gear and start rolling with it because, you know, they think they got a lot from the Yankees. Just wait till they get to Dodger Stadium and
you
hear how pissed off we are.
It's not practical to bring a real trash can into a game because it's big and it needs space and you can't get it in the gate. But if you and I invented, like, you know, you can buy a mini Dodger bat at the concession stands. If we invented a mini trash can that you could just, you know, kind of keep in your pocket, and then when you hit it, it made a really loud noise, then we're into something.
Yeah, pocket trash can. I like it.
Excellent idea.
Let's go to Bron in Inglewood. Bron, you're on 710.
Well,
I'm sorry. Let's go to Mike in L.A. Mike, you're on 710 ESPN.
A memory.
Hey, guys. If you allow me to make a statement regarding the Dodgers.
Okay, we will allow you to make it.
Stay with it.
Okay, great. A good manager knows how to put players in a position to win. A good manager knows how to manage a bullpen. A good manager knows how, when the team is not moving and scoring runs, how to manufacture by hit and run. Dave Roberts does none of those things. If you polled 30 general managers and asked them regarding strategy, where would Dave Roberts fall? He would fall in the bottom third. The quicker you two fanboys can realize that in management, the quicker he's a clown. Oh, he couldn't manage a major
weird because right, it's so weird. I just saw us win the World Series.
Mike,
we win despite of him.
How?
Dave Roberts didn't get two games, Matt Beatty, the best hitter. Dave Roberts didn't get him in the game. Last night, Dave Roberts had Logan White pitch to Javier Baez. We lose. Dave Roberts is terrible. The quicker you guys realize that, the quicker we can move on from him.
Wow.
Mike,
okay.
His record.
Fired up.
But which is great. I'm glad you called. He's won the division every year, and if your argument is they're winning in spite of him, don't you think, Mike, that would eventually catch up to us? That in one of these years, when you have, as you put him, a bottom third manager, that they would fail to win the division? If he's making mistakes every single year, how has he won five straight division titles and been to the World Series three times?
Because he has better players, and this year we don't have it. So look at his record in one-run games this year. We're the worst in the league, and we're the worst in the league in extra innings.
Okay,
That is a reflection of the manager.
I don't want you to. Don't boil over here, Mike.
They can move
I'm rooting
on.
For you.
The
okay,
guy
so Mike.
Is horrible.
Yeah, okay,
let him
got
go.
It, Mike.
Quit interrupting.
So listen, Mike. Dave Roberts is a top-tier manager and would be hired within 10 minutes of being fired.
Do you know that, right?
He might have hung up.
Okay. Or he might
be hired, bam, just like that.
Yeah, and by the way you judge a manager is by his one-loss record. Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
Yep.
If you have a guy that wins every single year, not once, not twice, not twice, what if they won 8 straight division titles?
Yeah, 8 straight.
But how many World Series titles do they
have? He's been to 3 of them in the last 5 years.
How many titles do they
one.
Have?
One. Just happened.
Lindsay, who has more than him in the last 5 years? Nobody. A different team wins every year.
Yeah, by the way, two. Got screwed over in 2017.
I don't understand. I mean, what do you think the teams that don't win the World Series are saying? Complain about those guys. This guy wins every year.
Yeah. Yeah, but that vibe is out there, John. The idea that Dave Roberts doesn't know what he's doing, he's too much in the analytics, he doesn't know how to use a bullpen, doesn't know how to use the bench, doesn't know when to pinch it, doesn't know who to start when they're hot. All that stuff is out there. It's still out there, even after they won the World Series. And, Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate the perspective. I will proudly own the term fanboy.
Yeah, I'll defend Dave Roberts as long as he keeps winning. When he blows the division and doesn't win it 1 year, come see me.
Yeah. All right, 877-710-ESPN. Working some of your phone calls. I want to make sure, because I put this in the little promo that we did, there was a national opinion poll, John.
Mm-hmm.
And the poll was, what is the most popular state in America? Think about that. And I think there should be an investigation into this poll, too. That is coming up, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. And I want to give you a heads up. In 15 minutes, we've got Fast Track for you. You know it. You love it. It happens every day at 1:55, so make sure you're here. So 877-710-ESPN. You can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. John, according to YouGov, which is a polling organization, they asked everybody, what state do you like the most? What state do you like the most? And it included people in those states. So I want you to guess, first of all, where California ranks.
Well, has the poll been done recently, like within the last 18 months?
It's been done. It was just done in the last 2 weeks.
No way California's in the top 10. It is. California is the poster boy politically for one side of the aisle to point out what happens if you get all politicians on one side. So I would say California's not in the top 10. I'd put it maybe 15th.
It's 12th. California's 12th. Yeah. There should be an investigation. I love California. Well, I love California. Only place I'm ever going to live is California.
Yeah, it's expensive. People are moving out of it at a feverish
rate. By the way, I've heard that's overrated. I heard just because Joe Rogan and Elon Musk move out, that doesn't mean everybody's moving out.
I was talking to our accountant the other day, and he says the number one question he gets is, I'm moving to blank. How does it change my tax structure?
Well, that's just rich people.
No, you can't get a U-Haul in California right now. Try and rent a U-Haul. They're all the people you can't. There's a waiting list for them. People
I've heard are moving. That. I've heard there's no rental car, and there are rental cars everywhere.
But people are moving out of California at a rate that has never been seen before.
And my friends
in
New York say New York is completely back. That there was supposed to be everybody left New York City. Now it's apparently packed and bustling and exactly like
I had
it was
a friend who got back
pandemic.
Yesterday said the same thing. Said that it was great. He was there all last week. Said it was great, which I'm really excited about. And by the way, Broadway opening up later this month.
Yeah, actually, Broadway they just made an announcement.
17th. I don't know I don't know to what capacity they're going to open, but they're going to open later this month.
That's incredible. That's so great.
Which is great.
Breaking news, Broadway will reopen full capacity September 14th.
Oh, okay, so it's next month.
Next month, yeah. Or no,
or
couple
no
of
that's
months
several months away.
Yeah, that'll be full capacity.
Full capacity, okay. For the number one state, I mean, unless I'm just completely wrong, everybody just romanticizes Hawaii. I mean, anybody who's ever been to Hawaii wants to go back. To go there is like insanely expensive. If Hawaii's not number one, what is?
Hawaii is number one. You're absolutely right.
I mean, have you ever heard anybody say anything bad about Hawaii?
No, Hawaii is just spectacular.
I have,
but you've never been.
You're supposed to be going to Hawaii, aren't you, Lance?
I've been there. Yeah, I'm supposed to be going. No, I've been there. I've been to Oahu.
Yeah, you got to go to the other islands.
Well, I have a whole trip planned to leave on Friday to go to Maui, but there's a whole
bunch. But now what?
Of...
Your trips are always so sketch. What are you going to Hawaii? You're not going to Hawaii.
I booked like the trip is booked for the most part, but then we had like the one lady that had the we're moving around a little bit, so we have the Airbnb for two nights. That lady canceled last minute. Then my dog ate my stimulus check last night or 2 nights ago.
Wait a minute. There's no way that's true.
I posted a picture of it on Instagram. If you don't believe me, at Lindsay Baseball on Instagram.
Okay, wait. So
that old excuse, my dog ate my stimulus check.
Okay, so
he really
wait a minute.
Did.
What
and
do you?
At that
what?
Point, it was halfway gone, so I took a picture because it was kind of funny.
Can
at that
you
point.
Get it like, reissued?
Yeah, I sat on hold with the IRS for like 2.5 hours, and they said they'll send me another one in 6 to 8 weeks. So in the meantime, it's like all my spending money that I was going to have for Hawaii, now I don't have because
Lindsay, if you promise me that you're being honest about this.
I am. I'm not. Look on my Instagram. I posted a picture last night.
I will loan you the money until you get your stimulus check.
That would be awesome. Thanks, John. You're such a guy.
How much is a stimulus check?
I can't go to Hawaii without any money. Like, everything's paid for because my friend is actually paying for it for me. Well, she won a trip at work, so she's taking me because it's been a rough year for me. So she's taking me as a nice friend. And, I got my stimulus check a couple days ago, and she literally ate it.
If you promise me you will give me you will pay it back when you get your stimulus check, I'll loan you the money. But I want to see the picture. I want you to text me the picture of Chewy eating your stimulus check.
Okay. I mean, I was mad for like 5 minutes, but then
is the Chewy picture eating your stimulus check on Instagram?
Yeah. Yep. Sure okay, is. But so, you don't follow me, Mace, because, you know, you got this whole war going on. You don't want to follow me.
Thinking, Lindsay's trying to get a bunch of Instagram followers. So blah, blah, blah. She's, you want to see her dog eat her stimulus check? Go to @LindsayBaseball on Instagram. And, of course, you can follow me @VeniceMace on Instagram. But Lindsay wants to get, what number are you trying to get to?
Just more than you.
More than me. All right.
That's just more than you.
Good luck with that. All right. So, John, next nine states. This is where it gets tougher. Hawaii is number one. California is number 12. Tell me what other states you think are in the top 10 in terms of polling.
People love New York, so it's in there somewhere.
New York is number 8.
Okay. People love, and I don't know why, but people make songs about it and make movies about it. People love North Carolina.
North Carolina, number 5. What's
North Carolina is great because it has seasons still. This is what my brother lives there. It's not too hot. It doesn't get too cold. It maybe snows like once every like 6 or 7 years, and it's like a light dusting. And they still have the seasons, but it's for the most part, the weather is beautiful, like 9 to 10 months out of the year.
I just thought of another one that I'm pretty sure is in the top 10.
Yep.
Okay, because like Lindsay said, it's got seasons, and now it is the most liberal state in the country when it comes to weed. I think Colorado is in the top 10.
Number 2.
Wow. Okay. All right, so I'm on a roll here. I personally hate Florida, but I'm thinking it's on there.
Why do you hate Florida? What's wrong with Florida?
Oh, there's so many things. I
love Florida.
I like parts of Florida.
Florida.
Yeah,
you're right.
You're right.
If I never set foot again in Florida, I'll be happy. But Mace, is it in the top 10?
Florida, number 6.
Okay. I don't have any strikes yet. All right, Lindsay.
Right. So you've got Hawaii 1, North Carolina 5, Florida 6, New York 8.
Okay.
What about Texas? You think Texas would be on there?
I don't.
Chicago.
No,
well,
no, that's
Chicago, not by the way, is a city. I don't
Sorry. Illinois. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, aside from Chicago, it looked like there's really nothing.
Let me see.
Wait,
I'll double check the list. Chicago.
Calm down.
Chicago, apparently not a state, Jorge.
Mace, I feel like people in Ohio really love their state. Like, they're all like, OHIO, Browns, yay, Ohio.
Okay, Mace, I'm thinking because of warm weather news. Like, people love to live in warm weather. I'm going to give two more, okay? Because of the weather.
Yes.
Arizona, and people love Las Vegas, so Nevada.
Oh, Nevada, because of gambling in Vegas. Yeah.
Nevada is number 4.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Hey, what about
Lindsay,
Arizona?
Ohio, number 33, just so you know.
Okay. Mace, what about Arizona?
Arizona, number 7.
Ooh. All right.
Wait, so is this just of people in general who love, like,
people
what state
in general,
do you love the most?
What is your favorite state?
Mace, okay, I got another one.
Yep.
I'm only missing, like, two of these now, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Everybody loves Maine. People talk about they want to go to Maine. Maine is beautiful. I'm going to Maine. No!
Maine is number 11. Number 11 you just missed. That's one strike.
Okay. Lindsay, this may not be in there, but people love Vermont. They always say they're going to go on vacation in Vermont. What do you think?
I feel like you, I don't know. I don't know if that many people have gone there, though, to say that it's their favorite.
But Ireland?
I'm going Vermont, Mace.
Two strikes. Vermont, number 14. So
what about
so
one of those,
top,
like, southern states?
Like, what do you think? Like Georgia or Louisiana or something?
Yeah, Georgia's probably a good one. I bet people love Georgia.
Well, that is a good one. People love Georgia. Georgia.
Ding. Georgia. Ooh. Number 9.
So how are we missing?
Let's see. You've got Hawaii 1, Colorado 2, Nevada 4, North Carolina 5, Florida 6, New York 8, and Texas 10. Oh, and Georgia 9 and Texas 10.
I don't think we got Texas. I think I passed off to so you just gave us one.
I gave you one. Okay.
I guessed Texas, and you said no.
Right. So you were right. All right, Mace. So we have one strike left, and we're missing number 3?
You're missing number 3.
Okay.
What about Louisiana? No, because
I live
that's
there. It's not that great.
Number 30, by the way.
Alaska's
better than
too,
Ohio.
Alaska's too cold, don't you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I don't think anyone would call that their favorite state.
What about, okay, what about Washington? People love Seattle. People love
Portland. Puget Sound.
Yeah, that's in Oregon. But what do you think? all right, we'll go. Mace, to bring it home.
Jorge, we're really great at geography.
No!
Washington, what? Number 15. Here's a list.
What about Virginia?
Favorite states. Yeah, Virginia's number 3. It goes Hawaii,
Lindsay, Colorado, why didn't you say that sooner?
Virginia, Nevada, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona, New York, Georgia, and Texas. California is number 12.
Oh, can I hate
Maine and then
Mace,
California.
Do you have the whole list?
I do.
Can I guess which is dead last?
Sure.
All right, it's got to be. I've spent time in this state. I always said if you were going to do another Escape from New York where they turned all of Manhattan into a prison,
yes,
that you could just turn this state into a prison
yep.
and fence it off and everybody yep. would be okay with it. With all due respect to Lane Kiffin, who is the head coach at Ole Miss, I say Mississippi is dead last.
Mississippi number 49. You just missed it.
Oh, wait a minute.
What is dead last?
You're in the right ballpark.
Oh, I know what it is. No, I know what it is. It's New Jersey, right? People love
to
crap on
New Jersey.
No,
number 48.
Alabama.
Dead last, number 50, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Except and by the way, ranking below really good in Alabama, D.C.
Oh, yeah, everybody hates D.C.
Yeah, everybody hates D.C.
We did okay
nothing
on
good
that.
Comes from
we
there. Yeah, okay. You guys did all right. You guys did all right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how accurate that polling is. I for one, love California. I can't imagine living anywhere else. Can you, John?
Yes.
You can imagine living somewhere other than the Golden State.
I would hope I will live here as long as my mom is alive. As long as my mom is alive, I will live because she lives in California.
And then you'll move?
Maybe.
Are we going to be like Kevin and Bean, where one of us does the show from, like, Canada and the other one does the show from L.A.?
I'm assuming we're going to be fired by then, but if
we're
not,
I'll
hang around.
We're in the midst of a very long run,
as long as we're doing this show, I will have a residence in Los Angeles.
By the time it's over, we will have done this 20 years, John, at this station.
It could happen tonight in our post.
Oh, that's right. We have a meeting tonight, Mace.
We have our terrible meeting.
I may have to go move tonight. Hold on. Get my real estate agent on the line.
I am
got a meeting with the one and only Marge Schott, as Michael Thompson refers to her.
I am raring to storm out of that meeting and close the Zoom call.
Did you guys see the email that we got from Amanda about 5 minutes ago? Are we allowed to say
that?
No, I don't
think so. It very clearly says we're not.
Oh, we will be making the announcement next week. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you read the
No, I never read past what the big news is. Okay, so big announcement coming on this station next week.
Yes, big announcement coming. All right, coming up next for you, big part of the show. It is Fast Track, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.